This is ESPN Radio.
That Super Bowl III trophy is looking a little lonely. When you win in a city like Green Bay, or a team like the New York Jets, you go down in history. To be a part of something special is what keeps you coming back.
That was the Aaron Rodgers experience with the New York Jets thus far. Aaron Rodgers, of course, a focus for everybody. It's gonna be a focus even if he had stayed in Green Bay because he's Aaron Rodgers. But man, when you're in the number one market in the country, Andre, right? When you have the expectations and also when you happen to be on what looks like should be a very good football team, you are going to get the attention. And Hard Knocks helps that equation. I haven't yet seen Hard Knocks, Andre. I don't know if you've been watching it. Andre Snelling's Amber Wilson hanging out with you here on ESPNU and on ESPN Radio. ESPN Radio presented to you by Progressive Insurance. Have you been tuned into Hard Knocks?
I have not. I have not caught it so far. I'll probably catch it on the comeback.
Catch it on the comeback. Okay, you've got plans. Just not in your plans yet to fire up some Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks, like, I enjoy Hard Knocks. I just haven't sort of gotten around to it. I'm like you. Maybe I'll get around to it here at some point. I'm hearing, though, that Aaron Rodgers, who was it that Mark said in the control room during the break, like, it is a love fest for Aaron Rodgers. And we knew that it would be a love fest for Aaron Rodgers, a bit of a puff piece. It's why, Andre, I didn't get it fully when the Jets so badly didn't want to do this thing. I mean, I understand. And if you're Robert Saleh, you come out, you say the right things like, oh, I don't want the cameras. I don't want the distractions. From the coaching staff perspective, you're just trying to focus on getting ready for the season. From the Aaron Rodgers perspective, I felt like all of this is just going to help him. Isn't that in part why he went to New York? Is for that dude loves attention. Let's be real.
Yeah, he loves the spotlight. And, you know, from the little piece that we just played, I think his that Super Bowl III trophy is looking a little lonely. Could turn out to be his not two, not three, not four, you know, quote from when LeBron James joined the Heat. If they don't win, there was always going to be spotlight on him, but he shined it a little bit brighter. And quote unquote puff pieces like this Hard Knock show continue to shine it brighter. So I think that he likes it. I think he enjoys it. I think that's perhaps what he wanted coming here. But it also amps up the pressure, not just on him, but on everybody that's around him.
So Hard Knocks isn't the only Aaron Rodgers puff piece or love fest, right? Get Up has become an Aaron Rodgers love fest because Mike Greenberg hosts
that
show.
Yes.
Okay. So we knew which direction this was going with Greeny. Here is Greeny on Get Up calling Aaron Rodgers. Well, let's just take a listen.
I'm going to be restrained. I'm going to be calm. I'm not going to get crazy today after what we saw last night. I've watched it six times, so I have a lot of thought. I mean, in my personal opinion, if they would allow us, we should just run that at all morning long, and we could just sit here and watch it. Did you take away from it what I took away from it very simply, which is that Aaron Rodgers is a deity? I mean, he is. We really do not belong walking on the same earth as he does. That was my primary takeaway.
So Mike Greenberg has now called Aaron Rodgers. In his restraint, by the way, he said,
right,
I will be restrained, right?
Back.
So as part of his restraint, he has now called Aaron Rodgers a deity. Aaron Rodgers a god there already for the New York Jets. It ain't going to work out like that. If it doesn't work out like that, the win-loss column.
Yeah, the religion of Aaron Rodgers. And not just a deity. Did you catch the, we do not belong walking on the same earth as Aaron Rodgers. So, yeah.
Can I just ask, if that's him restrained, what would unrestrained be?
Right.
Exactly.
How do you go higher
exactly.
than what none of us should be on earth and he's a god? Where do you go from there?
This is a 7-win team last season that finished last in its division. Mm-hmm. What are we doing? This is a quarterback who hasn't been to a Super Bowl in a decade. Yes, he won it when he was there. Yes, he got a Super Bowl MVP. Yes, he has, what, 4 NFL MVPs? I get it. This is one of the best Super Bowl or one of the best quarterbacks of his entire generation. But also, the New York Jets won 7 games last season. But also, it's been a long time since Aaron Rodgers had the success and lived up to the expectations in the postseason. And now we're not even worthy on walking on the same soil as Aaron Rodgers on this earth.
Yeah. I mean, well, I think that's part and parcel of it, right? The Jets, it has been a long time. You know, that Super Bowl III trophy is a little lonely, and the team has not been good for a while. And they were supposed to be, anyway, a quarterback away last year when their defense was so much better and they had the offensive and defensive rookie of the year. Like, they were supposed to be a quarterback away. And then you get a quarterback that, by the way, was MVP two of the last 3 years. So I understand the excitement if I'm a Jets fan or if I'm in the New York market. Even as an NFL fan, I can appreciate the excitement level of it. But, yeah, Greeny turned it up to about level 27. And you know what? I'm not even mad at him. I hope he enjoys it. The way somebody said earlier, the Jets won the offseason, and that's the first thing they've won in a while. So as a Bengals fan, we haven't won nothing ever, really. I can appreciate someone enjoying getting a win after a while.
Like Sean Payton said, though, the thing ain't about winning the offseason. And just because they're supposed to be the best team and everyone's focused on that team because of Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't mean that it's actually going to play out in what is a very, very tough division. This makes, to me, the Jets so unlikable, man. Because Aaron Rodgers is one of those players that, frankly, has already become unlike. I used to love Aaron Rodgers. I used to think he was so interesting and so intellectual when I would hear him speak. And I sort of loved everything about Aaron Rodgers. And then the Aaron Rodgers experience has been such that over the last few years, you can get a little bit tired of Aaron Rodgers. Right. I mean, a little bit. Now, he is the content giver that keeps giving. Mm-hmm. So in terms of this business, I still love myself some Aaron Rodgers because he gives us the content to discuss. But I also see why this team and that quarterback in that market is going to rub people the wrong way. Here is Aaron Rodgers giving us the content. The Jets quarterback is frustrated with practice.
I thought we didn't maybe have the same type of energy for whatever reason to start practice, but I thought there were some good things, a lot of learning learning tape out there. But I thought, you know, it was good to be out there against a different defense. Thought we handled the front pretty well in the run game, pass game. There were some issues.
Frustrated with practice. Practice?
We're talking about practice. Not a game.
I pointed out yesterday, by the way, on yesterday's show, Andre Snelling's, because somehow that AI quote came up because it keeps coming up 20 years later, still rates. And I said, how did that work, though, for AI? Like, yes, Allen Iverson was telling us not to focus on practice. And did they win an NBA championship that season? Because it did kind of play out the same way during the season as it did in practice. So maybe when we talk about practice, we actually should be talking about practice in training camp. Is this a good sign that Aaron Rodgers is frustrated with practice? Is he going to put the fire under everybody around him?
Definitely in this situation, because he did come to a young team that doesn't have a lot of success. And he's had a lot of success. He hasn't been to the Super Bowl in a while, but he's won one. And he's been at the highest level, and he's surrounded by some really young players. So he's going to be looked at as more of a teaching role. And honestly, I look at how some of his teammates have responded. So he was a little frustrated after the way the practice went yesterday. And then you hear his wide receiver, Corey Davis, talking about how, you know, he's been real patient, real lenient with us and working with us to make sure we have everything down. And that's what we need. And I think that, to me, as I was reading that, it just seemed like a player that looks at another player as a mentor, maybe not a deity, but as this is a guy that's been where we want to be, and we really want to try to take from him so that we can get there. And taking practice seriously probably is a good first step.
Deity might explain the darkness retreats and several of the things that surround Aaron Rodgers off the field, but it might be overstating it a little bit on the football field. I agree with you. I think that this is an experienced vet. This is a guy who's been in the league for decades. This is a guy who's pushing 40 years old, has done everything that you can do in the National Football League, and is trying to motivate the guys around him because that is a very, very young New York Jets team. And so it's an interesting situation when you walk into that team for Aaron Rodgers, and we're seeing a new knew Aaron Rodgers as part of that situation. Kimberly A. Martin said it yesterday when she was on air with us. She said that you're getting the mentor Aaron Rodgers now. You're getting the team player Aaron Rodgers now. That with Hard Knocks, he looks exactly like you'd want the model NFL quarterback to look, who has that veteran presence in the locker room. And that is not the dude we knew in Green Bay. I mean, I'm just imagining Jordan Love firing up Hard Knocks like, huh? What's happening here? All of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers is team guy, motivate young player guy, want to be a big mentor to Zach Wilson guy. He's designing plays for Wilson that Aaron Rodgers is getting credit for when it's a bomb from Zach Wilson that completes, what was it, 60 yards down the field or whatever Zach Wilson's pass was in that.
It's much easier to be magnanimous when they didn't bring in your replacement on your watch, when you're coming into a guy that was disappointing before, and you can say, well, I'm going to help make him better. Right. So it's a much easier task, like, to be magnanimous.
You suck, so I'm not intimidated by your presence.
Or that.
Because Zach Wilson was also drafted, you know, pretty high, right? He was also the guy who was supposed to be the future there in New York, but he wasn't the threat to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is dethroning Zach Wilson, not the other way around. And Aaron Rodgers finds himself such a team player in New York, such a team player, Andre, that'll give back $35 million to that organization. Wouldn't give it back to Green Bay so that he could keep his favorite target there in Green Bay, who ends up leaving to that whole Las Vegas Raiders team. But
I mean,
I'm the team guy when it comes to New York, man.
You know,
let's go after Dalvin.
Full disclosure, you know, you are a Dolphins fan, and he is a division rival. Okay. That could possibly have a little bit to do
Greeny
with the
settle
irritation.
Down is all I'm saying. Okay, the Dolphins fan and me, Greeny, settle down. You have to actually win these things in the win-loss column. On the football field, nobody cares if you are the deity of the offseason. Coming up next here on ESPNU and ESPN Radio, Amber Wilson and Andre Snellings. As CJ Stroud takes the field, which first-year starter are you most excited to watch? ESPN Radio is also on the ESPN app.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
Who's going to get comfortable at the NFL level as a quarterback this season? A lot of young, exciting quarterbacks coming out of this past draft. Maybe out of the gate, taking over the helm for some of these teams. Who are we most excited to watch this season? Andre Snellings, Amber Wilson. We had Diana Rossini on with us a little earlier in the show. If you missed any of that, please check out the podcast on the ESPN app. Diana Rossini is our ESPN NFL reporter. We asked her that this morning when she joined us. Who is the young quarterback you are most excited to watch?
That's actually CJ Stroud in Houston. You know, talking to some of his teammates already this offseason, just how much he's impressed them. To have a rookie come in and already have that veteran swag, that takes a lot. You don't hear that often. I don't think Houston's going to be great, but man, I think CJ Stroud gives the Houston Texans some edge, and I'm certainly looking forward to seeing what he can do.
CJ Stroud, I think, is a a popular pick there, just also because of that name coming out of college. I expect him to start out of the gate, Andre. I don't really have any reason for them to start Davis Mills. We got an opportunity for Davis Mills this past season, and yes, a bad Houston Texans team. I'm not saying Davis Mills was put in the best position to succeed, but the reason he got that opportunity is because they did see a little bit of promise in him. I think what they felt like this past season is maybe they also saw a ceiling for him as well. He's a solid backup. I'm not taking anything away from Davis for what he did there, but CJ Stroud, he's supposed to reach that next stratosphere, and it looked like he'd be able to do that coming out of college. I don't know why you would end up being patient. I don't know why you would bother. You know, it's not a season with expectations for this Houston Texans team. It's a season to grow. Get CJ out there right away. Let him cook.
Definitely. You know, Diana really kind of scooped me on this because Stroud is the young first-year quarterback that I kind of most want to see. I'm from Ohio. I graduated from grad school at the University of Michigan. So
fancy.
I'm just saying.
My PhD, my doctorate from the University of Michigan.
Where hey, I was Dr. going Dre, with that go on. Is, you know, Big Ten country. I'm in Big Ten country. So I've been watching Stroud for a long time. He was the rookie quarterback that I had the highest expectations for going into the draft. And he really just showed me something in that Georgia game last year where they really – honestly, that he played well enough for them to beat Georgia even after Marvin Harrison went down. He showed some things with his legs that I didn't know that he had, and he's got that kind of pro-style game. So I would like to see what he can do on the field. And you're right, he's on a team that's young, doesn't have expectations, but seemed like they're moving in the right direction. They've got a great, seemingly a great coach in place, and they've got some young players that they're starting to surround him with. So I want to see what he looks like on the field.
I got my Juris Doctor from the University of Miami. But before I went on to get my doctorate degree, I got my undergraduate degree from the University of Florida.
Yes,
go
you
Gator.
Did.
And I am an Anthony Richardson fan, but also terrified of Anthony Richardson for that fan base in Indianapolis. I think he's such an interesting player. He's one that I'm really excited to see this season, but also trepidatiously excited to see this season because of the Anthony Richardson experience watching him as a Gators fan, Andre. It was up and down. It was, he's the best player in the entire universe against Utah, and then the next week he might be the worst player in the entire universe. And that's the experience for a guy who didn't get much starting time in college, showed wild talent at times, also showed a lack of ability at times in terms of reading that defense and in terms of protecting that football. And so we'll see what he looks like in Indianapolis. I'm not even sure I believe he's going to get the start right out of the gate. That might be Gardner Minshew because, again, an inexperienced quarterback overall in Anthony Richardson. But when I did see the talent, when I saw those clips, when you fire up Anthony Richardson highlights on TikTok, Dre, I mean, it doesn't get much better. In snippets. If you only watch the Anthony Richardson experience in snippets, it is glorious. If you watched it all season long for the Gators last season, like I did, well, there was a lot of frustration involved in that experience as well. But it is those snippets that I could see in that offense. I think Indy's a very, very good fit for him for what they're trying to do and what they will allow him to do in terms of a dual threat quarterback. Mm-hmm. I am really interested to see what that looks like in the National Football League here over the next couple of seasons.
Definitely. And, you know, with their new coach Steichen coming over from the Eagles and the work that he did there with Jalen Hurts and making them into, you know, one of the most unstoppable defenses, utilizing Hurts as both a passer and a runner, you like the upside of what they could be with Anthony Richardson. You would hope that it does start to translate from just being a TikTok phenomenon into a little more consistency. But right now, you know, coming in as a rookie, the talent is the most important part because that sets the upside. You were talking about a ceiling a few minutes ago. His ceiling is the sky, but maybe his floor is the ground. So, you know, hopefully it's more of the former and not the latter. And I'm a little worried about what's going on with Jonathan Taylor because I think that Taylor's presence would make life so much easier for Richardson whenever he does get on the field. And, yeah, I want to see it. You know, I want to see this TikTok phenomenon play out in real life because he's kind of like a cartoon character, video game character if you were designing what you would like a quarterback to be, you know, with all of his athleticism and all of his gifts. So I want to see it translate to the real field as well.
The size, the athleticism, what it looked like at the combine, what it looks like in those highlights at times, and that arm, I mean, monster arm strength there for Anthony Richardson. So I'm excited to see how that plays out. Neither of those two guys that we just discussed at length, though, and Amber Wilson, Andre Snelling's here with you on ESPN Radio. ESPN Radio presented to you by Progressive Insurance. Neither of those two guys were the number one overall pick, right? That was Bryce Young. That was the guy that a lot of people are concerned is undersized. But I think as a number one pick, because of the trade there for that number one pick, you get a Bryce Young on not a terrible team and not a disastrous situation. And so far in training camp, all the reports are he looks phenomenal.
Yeah. You know, Bryce Young, his talent was undeniable at the college level. The only question that I've rarely ever heard people have about him is his size and his durability, whether he'll be able to hold up under the physicality of the NFL. But as a quarterback on and off the field, everything you've ever heard about him is that he's amazing. And so, yes, he comes in. It's still early in training camp. You know, he's playing with the red shirt on. So he's QB1, and it looks really nice now. So we do need to see if his slight frame, if he's able to translate that to the next level the way he did in college.
It's been a minute since we saw one of those undersized quarterbacks really work out in the NFL, because the Russell Wilson experience right now, he's not the best example. Like, he was the guy that we used to all point to and be like, look, an undersized quarterback can make it. And just not, I mean, he did make it in Seattle. It's just right now awkward timing to use that as the example. Kyler Murray hasn't made it. Tua Tagovailoa has certainly had his durability issues. So even though he was good for my Dolphins in the first half of last season, you can't really point to him as the example. That's the concern for me with Bryce Young, is although everyone is so sold on him in terms of accuracy and football IQ and everything that goes into playing that position, that size is a little bit of a concern there.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is ESPN Radio.
We promised you some Aaron Rodgers sound. We will get back to that. Amber Wilson, Andre Snelling's hanging out with you here on ESPNU and ESPN Radio. But we've got a friend alongside us, Chris Carlin. He has decided to wake up early in the morning. Top of the morning to you, Carlin. Thanks for joining us.
What's going on?
What is up?
What up, big man?
So, you know how this show works. It's very fancy here on the morning show. So unlike a lot of the other shows, the producers here are so kind to sometimes write questions for us here for guests. And yeah. Pat Costello is tasked with doing that each and every morning. There are mornings that Pat does an excellent job, okay? And then there's mornings like this morning, Carlin, where Pat, he writes the questions. But he writes a set of questions. We have, what, three or four guests today. And Andre and I sit down and Pat prints them out, because Andre Snelling's is in Bristol. And if you are watching right now on ESPN2, he is shuffling papers in front of the camera, because Pat prints out all the questions for him. And Chris, they are the exact same questions for every single guest. So it is the exact same questions he has on a paper right now printed out. Chris Carlin questions. And they are the same, like, six exact questions that the paper says for Diana Rossini. And yet Pat pulled the trick of printing them all out. So it, like, looks like he handed a stack of different questions. So really, copy and paste, baby. That's copy what we're Boston. Doing this morning.
I tell you what. I game recognized game, and I recognize that hustle of laziness right there. That's amazing.
That is a bet radio move, right?
Work harder, or work smarter, not harder. That's what exactly. I always say. I mean, they're excellent questions, and I don't even think we've asked all of them yet, so
So hop to it.
Fire away.
That's what Pat's saying. So hop to it, Amber. So let's ask one of the ones we have actually already asked. In fact, we've asked every single guest because, you know, Pat Costello. Carlin, do the Jets, are they the team with the biggest target on their backs this season? Andre had argued earlier it's actually the Kansas City Chiefs. Who is it for Carlin?
See, what's odd is it should be the Chiefs, right? Because of everything that they have done over the last few years. But because the Jets are getting all of the attention that they have been getting, certainly teams are going to circle them on the calendar. See, if I'm the Jets, I get it. And Aaron Rodgers is just going to bring all that smoke. That's just what it is. But I would so much rather prefer, and I think this is a big reason why they didn't want to do Hard Knocks, was that they just wanted to try not to fly under the radar, but just not draw any attention to anything. If they could have gone through training camp without talking to the media once, I think they would have done it in an absolute heartbeat, because more than anything, this is about them finally breaking through this year. But let's call it what it is. It was an infomercial for the Jets the other night. It's going to be an infomercial for the next 4 weeks. And yeah, people are going to want to get after them. So I would say they probably do have the biggest targets on their backs.
So, Chris, Pat's second question lines up perfectly. Out the corner of my eye, I see on Get Up, they're talking about the Bengals and Joe Burrow. So I'm the Bengals fan in the room. I always am. Is it time to be concerned about Joe Burrow's injury more so than what they've let on?
I'm not believing in that yet, no. I mean, they're going to do everything they can to make sure that this is right before they put him back on the field. I'm not getting wrapped up in August 10th right now. If we get to August 24th and it doesn't seem to be any further along, then I start to raise an eyebrow. If we get to Labor Day weekend, then we got a problem. I'm not there yet. And look, if Joe Burrow misses a game or two, it's still not even the worst. I am not worried about it at all. And until you really get the impression somewhere else that this is a longer-term issue, then I'm not going to get wrapped up in it.
ESPN radio host Chris Carlin joining Amber Wilson and Andre Snelling's here on ESPNU. And of course, you can listen to us on ESPN Radio, which is presented to you by Progressive Insurance. Carlin, I'm going to go off Pat's script here for a moment. I'm going to push back on something that you said, because you said if the Jets could, they wouldn't talk to a single media member this offseason, right? Like, they would all keep it under wraps. And maybe that's true for Robert Saleh, because we knew that he was upset about being on Hard Knocks. Do you really believe that about Aaron Rodgers, though? Like, I feel like this is why, in part, he came to New York.
When I say the Jets, I mean the organization, not Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. I want to be clear, because he's got to be loving this, right? I mean, there is nobody who's winning the offseason more than Aaron Rodgers.
No, absolutely not. And it does allow people to forget, we're being honest, how poorly he played down the stretch last season. Mm-hmm. And his thumb was broken. Okay, I've heard that a lot. I do just want to caution people that if you are expecting the MVP revenge bod Aaron Rodgers of 3-4 years ago, I don't know that that's capable. He's capable of doing that at age 40. Not everybody is Tom Brady. And at some point, your game does start to fall off. I'm encouraged by what I've seen from the Jets, but at the same time, this is not a lock by any stretch. It should be, but it's not, because I don't fully believe, until I see it, that in week 10, he's going to be playing at an MVP level.
If Greeny's listening, he just lost his mind.
Right.
Well, look, I mean, I listened on Hard Knocks the other night. I told Greeny, I thought he was the one who was going to be getting off the helicopter, not Liev Schreiber. I mean, can you imagine Greeny getting off the chopper and in, you know, music and slow-mo, how dramatic that would look if he's coming over to meet Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know if you heard it, Chris, but Greeny called Aaron Rodgers a deity on Get Up yesterday. A deity. And said we're not worthy of walking on the same ground as Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, that was Greeny saying he was being restrained.
Yes, he was holding back.
No, I agree. And I agree he was being restrained. And there's really only one word that's going to describe Greeny all fall. and that's insufferable. This is going to be just brutal. We all know this, right? I mean, it's been rough so far, and it's just not going to get any better. And he makes no bones about it. He looks right in the camera and says, basically, deal with me, because this is what's happening.
All right, so let's get back on Pat's script. and get away from Aaron Rodgers.
Copy and paste script.
Which of the first-year starters are you most interested to watch this season?
I heard this with Diana an hour ago. I literally
did. That's
crazy,
isn't it?
I'm interested to see C.J. Stroud because I was a big fan of his, and I thought he was the best of the young quarterbacks. I am most interested, though, in seeing how the Colts are going to handle Anthony Richardson. I would not put Anthony Richardson on the field if Jonathan Taylor's not on the field. I just think that's asking for trouble. And you see Kareem Hunt leave Indianapolis without a deal. Nobody's paying a running back anything right now, and it's absolutely silly when you have a rookie quarterback that was under 50%, what, four times last year in completion percentage? He may turn out to be amazing, but this is one of those guys that I'm not going to rush onto the field before I need to, and especially when I don't have an all-pro running back behind him. There's no need to do that. I want to see what he looks like, though. I want to see if he can fix the accuracy issues. It's something that we have seen quarterbacks fix in the last couple of years. I'm very, very interested in that.
Chris Carlin joining us. Let's ask a question of Pat's that hasn't yet been asked. And, of course, this is Philadelphia's own Pat Costello. He does have on his list of questions, who is the biggest threat to the Eagles in the NFC?
It's still San Francisco, just because Bosa's going to get done. They're not going to let that not happen. And I don't think they mind not having Bosa in training camp all that much so that he doesn't get hurt. It's still San Francisco. I don't think the Eagles are threatened in the NFC East. I think the Eagles are a 13-14 win team. I think the Cowboys are between 10-12. I don't really see anybody besides San Francisco as a major threat at this point because they're just too good at every other position. And they have a quarterback in Brock Purdy who over five or six games at least showed that he can not screw it up. And that's ultimately all they need this season. Like, you know what I would compare it to? Remember the Ravens in 2000 and Trent Dilfer was the quarterback? Like, if Brock Purdy can be a slightly better Trent Dilfer, they're going to be just fine.
I'm cracking up because we're going through all this to ask Pat's questions, and he's literally throwing a football back and forth in the studio as we speak.
He's just not even paying attention to us.
Yeah.
These questions
listen,
were so brilliant.
In fairness, I already know what's coming, so I don't really
But here's the deal, okay? Yeah.
Hold on real quick. They're showing a graphic right now on ESPN2 that Jerry just put up where it's literally just the list of all of Pat's questions.
Exactly. Every guest. With different headers.
Same questions, but just different guests' names.
As somebody that is a former producer, clearly, this is what we call a feed-up day. Pat has decided, okay, here you go. I've given you what you need. I'm taking the morning off.
Carlin, tell me, was there one of those questions that you thought was a bad question?
No, they just felt, repetitive.
repetitive and also a little obvious. Like, who's the biggest threat to the Chiefs? Who's the biggest threat to the Eagles?
In fairness to me.
Do the Jets have the biggest target on their back?
In fairness to me, what do I say every time I give you guys guest questions? They're not a script. They're just a suggestion.
They're not a script.
You can ask whatever you want.
I don't know.
Particularly if every guest has the same question, they're definitely not a script.
I don't know, but I love any statement that starts with, in fairness to me.
Chris Carlin, ESPN radio host. Thanks, Carlin.
Thanks, guys.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is ESPN Radio.
Take it or shake it.
Take it or shake it.
Take it or shake it.
Take it or shake it. I can't get that out of my head. I know that's how those guys did it on KJM. I can't get it out of my head. Still got to do it that way. Take it or shake it. It's brought to you by Grainger. Hello, Nuno.
What is going on, Amber? Andre, appreciate you joining us today and partaking in Take It or Shake It. First question, first statement. Daniel Jones will get... Let me backtrack. I'm all...
Oh, wow. You're off to a good start. Let's try this again.
I told you guys I had a bad day. I thought I looked good this morning, and then I spilled my protein shake all over my shirt and not happy. So it's either use the dirty shirt or just a tank top, and I'm not doing that because my mom watches the show and should be highly disappointed.
Well, it's a good thing we didn't have any on-camera segments for you this show, that you produced your own show. Exactly. So you could have actually taken yourself off camera if you wanted to, but instead we enjoy your white button-down that has protein shake all over
it. So take it or shake it today. The question is, QBs who will get benched this season? So Daniel Jones will get benched this season. Andre, take it or shake it?
Shake it.
Shake it.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants are all in on Jones. They gave him the extension instead of Saquon Barkley. He's going to be the guy there for at least the next couple of years. So I look for him to start and hopefully lead them somewhere. But if they go down, he's going down at the head of the ship.
Shake this so hard. He ain't going anywhere, barring injury, of course. Daniel Jones, he got paid. He got the bag, even if some fans don't think that he should have. He is in their plans moving forward. They saw enough from him this past season that they felt comfortable there giving him that extension. There's no reason to move on for Daniel Jones. If you felt comfortable enough doing that, he will not get benched this season. Things will play out. Hopefully Saquon will give him that help in the backfield. And I think the Giants are actually going to still be a little bit better than people expect. I believe in that head coach there in New York. I believe in what they did this past season. I think they might actually take a slight step forward when people think that they might take a big step back.
All right, Dre. Mac Jones will get benched this season. Take it or shake it?
Take it.
Take it.
Yeah, I mean, we talked earlier about the pressure that's on the Patriots to win in arguably the toughest division in football. And if he's not all that he should be in year three, and nothing we've seen in year two suggests that he will be, I think that it won't be long before we get Bailey Zappi rumblings if the Patriots are at the bottom of the division, as we kind of expect them to be.
We've already gotten the Bailey Zappi rumblings before. I have no reason to believe that that isn't going to happen again this season, because I just do not think the New England Patriots are going to be good again this season. There's nothing that they've done here in the offseason other than in terms of the OC. There's nothing else in terms of personnel that's really given me the belief, oh, this is going to be a huge step forward for the Patriots. And I don't even know if that's fully fair to Mac Jones. I do think that he has an opportunity here to look better than he did this past season, because I do blame quite a bit of that on the coaching staff, that lack of OC, having a defensive guy in that situation. And so now you bring in O'Brien, who you believe in, maybe to go ahead and get more out of Mac Jones. But what does more out of Mac Jones mean? It's a really, really tough division. Everybody, again, in that division got even better. I don't think things pan out well for Mac Jones in that regard. I think Bill might be scrambling a little bit too, feeling the heat a little bit to try to get something done. I could see him getting benched at some point this season.
All right, Dre, Kenny Pickett will get benched this season. Take it or shake it?
Shake it.
Shake it. Shake it. Shake it.
Yeah, I mean, he's the future there. They all know it. He took over the job from Trubisky last season. He's not going to give it back outside of injury. I'm married to a Pittsburgh Steeler fan and their family, so they are high on what this young man can do, and I expect him to give them enough that he's going to remain on the field for the entirety of the season.
Shake it. Why don't I get the same treatment
from
you guys?
Shake it.
Wow.
Shake it. The golf clap version of shake it.
Goodness. What is that? Yeah, I'm shaking this. Kenny Pickett's going to be the starter, and he's going to be the starter all season long. They finished the season, this past season, on a high note from him. He looked particularly good there towards the end of the season. You started seeing that some of that promise from him out of college. I think they're going to rock with him all season long, even if Tomlin's perfect winning record is in jeopardy. I think that you give Kenny Pickett the entire season there and believe that he will be the answer, or hope that he'll be able to show you through an entire season that he's the answer there in the future in Pittsburgh.
All right, next up, Dre. Jared Goff will get benched this season. Are you taking that or are you shaking that?
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Yeah.
I mean, the enthusiasm.
Hey, I'll take the love with the outcast clip. But, Jared Goff showed us last season that he wasn't just the throw-in piece to in the trade with the Rams, that he actually is still a starting caliber quarterback. He's been to a Super Bowl before. The Lions are trying to get to the next level, and they're looking for him to take them there. So I expect him to be the guy to be the quarterback for the Lions for this whole season.
Over 4,400 yards last season from Jared Goff. It was his best season since 2019. 29 touchdowns last season. Second most touchdowns in his entire career since he did it back in 2018. This is a quarterback that has been to a Super Bowl, but far more importantly, this is a quarterback that looks really good in a different uniform. And we didn't have the expectation that that would be possible. I don't think when he got traded away to Detroit, people had high expectations there for Jared Goff or his future there with the Detroit Lions. I am down on the Lions compared to most people, right? I've said it many, many times. I am not down on Jared Goff because he surprised me. I'm not saying he's the best quarterback in the league, but certainly he's a competent quarterback. He really surprised me this past season. I'm shaking this. Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it. Thanks, guys. Thanks for playing. Appreciate you.
I got your back.
All right, Dre. Russell Wilson will get benched this year. Are you taking that or are you shaking that?
Shake it.
Shake it. Shake it. Shake it.
Yeah, I mean, the Broncos are pot committed. Like, they gave him a contract to where he's going to be the starter pretty much no matter what, especially through this season, because they really don't have an option for him not being the starter. The hope is that with Peyton coming in, maybe he can bounce back to what we saw from him before. But win or lose, he's going to be the starting quarterback in Denver this season.
245 million reasons not to bench Russell Wilson this season. Zero chance that he's getting benched this season. I mean, it's just not happening. They paid him too much money. He also has too long of a resume. You are talking about a quarterback that over an entire decade was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, a top 10 quarterback in the league that everybody believed in, and certainly has the ring to prove it and has proven success in this league. He had a slight dip in production there in his final season with the Seahawks. A change of OC might have had something to do with that. It has looked like a disaster so far in Denver. Was he more of a system quarterback under the old OC there in the Seahawks and Pete Carroll than we thought? It's entirely possible. But with how good it looked, for how long it looked, and people act like Russell Wilson is 40 years old. He's not. He was, what, 33 last season? And during the bad season, still not even technically mid-30s. I don't see any situation where Russell Wilson gets benched. Maybe they want to bench him, but they ain't gonna bench him. Like, he is the guy. They paid him $245 million. He's the guy, period. I'm not even sure production matters, frankly, here at this point. He's, yes, I'm shaking it.
Shake it.
There you go. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop on by. I'm guessing Grainger liked the enthusiasm of the control room a little bit more for Andre Snelling's than for me. Coming up next, our two-a-days continues. It is the Minnesota Vikings and Kirk Cousins' turn.
This is ESPN Radio. More next.